Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were under pressure today, much like most commodities down here. The U.S. dollar index was about 31 higher to finish the day in June at 94.96. It was considerably higher than that this morning, and that's what started the down pressure, I believe, on the commodities. Corn was only a penny lower, though. It was the strongest grain. December corn, 374 and a quarter. That was down 1 cent even. So it held together pretty well despite the beans and wheat being lower. Beans were about 11 to 12 cents lower, with November down 12 and a quarter at 909 and a half, about 3 cents off the low to close there. A lot of people estimating that market could go as low as where we were at the first of this month, which was around $8.97. It did hold $9, so we'll see if it continues. There's some longer term forecasts that put beans as low as $8. But of course, we've got a long growing season, a lot of hot weather, and probably hot and dry weather between now and harvest. Wheat under pressure as well, down 8 to 7 to 8 cents. Chicago July was down 8 and a quarter at 505 and a half. Kansas City July down about the same, down 7 at 523 and 3 quarters.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Export sales this morning had soybeans just slightly above the estimates. Corn, wheat, soybean meal as expected, and then bean oil is a little bit lower than expected. So that was kind of a non-event and not really a big driver. It seemed like today was really a continued digesting of yesterday's USDA report, which the biggest surprise was probably in the winter wheat production. Winter wheat was 1.505 billion bushels, about 30 million bushels bigger than expected. Last month it was 1.472, so a big jump from last month, and even a bigger jump from last year. Last year was 1.378, so roughly 130 million bushels bigger than last year's crop for all winter wheat. Now, just looking at hard red winter wheat that we grow in western Oklahoma, 887 million bushels estimated. The average guess was going to be 856, so 31 million bushels bigger there. Last year we were at 738, so quite a bit bigger than last year by about 150 million bushels. Ending stocks for corn, 1.876, bigger than expected. Soybeans were a little bit tighter than expected, and wheat was right in line. And then new crop ending stocks for next year, corn was lower than expected, beans lower than expected, and wheat about 20 million bushels higher.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping the markets, at June live cattle down 57 and to 155.22. August down 60 and to 152.92. August feeder cattle 52 lower at 226.25. September down 50 and to 224.35. July lean hogs down 70 at 79.17. August down 72 and at 78.52. July Kansas City wheat down 7 and a quarter at 523 and a quarter. December down 7 7.25 at 5.50 and a quarter. July Chicago wheat down 9 and a quarter at 5.04 and a quarter. July corn 3 quarters lower at 3.56 and a half. December down 1 at 3.74 and a quarter. July soybeans down 9 and a half at 9.40, with November down 13 at 9.08 and three quarters. July cotton down 1.36 at 63.53. December down 1.41 at 64.38. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.